The Money Magnet Seminar with successful multi-millionaire Chad Ingle is coming to Joburg.
So that Chad can continue being a multi-millionaire with your help.
Learn Chad's Money Magnet secrets to attract wealth.
Secrets like attracting money with pricey seminar tickets and a six-book series.
It's difficult to trust nowadays. At Coronation, we believe that without honesty, there can be no trust. That's why when it comes to investing your money, we take everything into account, the seen and unseen. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation or visit our website for more information. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.
Now, we've been talking with Coronation and a bunch of things around that in the last couple of days. And our theme is really about small talk. Yesterday we spoke about all those things people say that they don't really mean in the office. And the sayings that people just co-opt into their normal communication that aren't really true for what they're trying to communicate.
Yeah.
And I thought about some others. I know you guys have been too, and we got some really good ideas and suggestions off of social media yesterday. If you want to add in yours, you can send them to hashtag Let's Be Honest, either at clipcentral.com on Twitter or anywhere else. You can also send us a voice note, by the way, 079-748-2090. But what I'm talking about is examples like, and this is one I thought of yesterday, when you absolutely disagree with someone and then you say to them, that's one way of looking at it.
But aren't you just saving yourself from World War III when you say something like that?
I hate that. Just, please don't say that to me ever. That's one way of looking at it.
And especially don't say it in a bit of an argument.
Please don't do that. And when someone is not really listening to you and you've come up with something that you're quite proud of and then they go, that's really interesting. And then they follow it up with something else. What they mean is that it's not interesting. They hate it.
Interesting is a word that's just used incorrectly in general. And people don't mean what they say when they say interesting.
So you're right. That's
interesting.
I do interviews here with people sometimes, and I have to stop myself from going, wow, that's so interesting, because
you have not. To. There was a movie, I'll remember the name later, where the kids, there were millions of kids, they were banned from using the word interesting when they were describing things. Mm-hmm. They were forced to use another word because there has to be a different way of describing something. Instead of just going, that's interesting.
Well, on the other side of the scale, I use interesting in interviews as a clutch because sometimes you don't know what else to say.
Well, then you shouldn't be talking to that person. Clearly they're boring you to
when
death.
When someone comes in and they're a musician and they say, I've worked so hard on this and it's my great new song, you listen to it and you go, well, that is interesting.
But these kinds of things often happen in meetings. I mean, I've had clients in here and ad agencies, and we'll be talking to them, and obviously they don't like the idea that we're proposing, or we don't like the idea they're proposing, and someone says, that's interesting, but... Mm. Or they say this. They go, that's brave. Well, you know they don't mean...
What are you really trying to say there?
They mean Samuel L. Jackson, like, what's going on here?
Yeah. They don't mean, you're so courageous and that's a terrific idea. We can't wait to propose that to somebody.
They mean it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Relook at it. Are you sure you want to do that?
No, but if they said that would be fine because you'd get the gist.
Yeah, that's what they mean.
That's brave. Wow,
that's brave of you.
Because you could interpret that as a compliment.
Or not. Like if you put on an outfit and you go, how do I look? That's brave.
Yeah. Then you know it's not.
You do not want to hear that.
And when people say, can I give you some advice? Well, first of all, just offer the advice. I hate when people set up a question with a question.
Because I'm very, very tempted to say no.
Mm. Can I ask you something?
No.
Just ask something. Like you've already wasted a whole minute just trying to get to the question.
Get to the point.
Yeah.
Can I say something? Well, just say it.
Correct. And in this case, can I give you some advice? Well, what someone's going to do if they say that is they're going to tell you that what you're doing is wrong and here's how you should do it.
Here's what you should do.
That is not what I want to hear. You're at work and someone creeps over your shoulder like, well, actually, Can I give you some advice?
Ooh. So let's be aware of these things. The whole reason that we're doing this discussion over the next few days, and I think we've been busy with it since Thursday last week, is because it suddenly occurred to me that people are not using words properly, and they're not formulating their thoughts properly before they leave their heads. And then we end up miscommunicating, and we end up misunderstanding each other, and that just leads to all kinds of trouble. And if we observe our language a little more critically, and we're careful about what we say, and we think about the words before they leave our mouths, we might make less of these faux pas. And some of it's just a social nicety.
As it's not small talk, and you're filling up time, and you're waiting.
Some of it doesn't have real consequence, but some of it absolutely can. And we don't always say what we mean. If you think about it, can you really trust people to tell you exactly how it is when you hear things every day that aren't true? Mm. Now, Coronation, which is an authorized financial services provider, they're obviously all about how trust is earned and how trust is built one word at a time. So let's just be honest. If you can think of any more examples, like I was giving you just now, things that people say but they don't mean, send us a voice note, send us a WhatsApp, connect with us on social media, hashtag Let's Be Honest, and we'll include them for tomorrow. If you missed anything, you'll find all the podcasts on cliffcentral.com. Do it today. Join in the conversation.
Start your day with New Healthfield's Organic Vegan Muesli.
Well, at least two of the seven ingredients are organic.
Healthfield's Organic Vegan Muesli gives you the boost you need to rise above your challenging day.
That would be the massive energy spike from the sugar disguised as modified cornstarch.
It's difficult to trust nowadays. At Coronation, we believe that without honesty, there can be no trust. That's why when it comes to investing your money, we take everything into account. The seen and unseen. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation or visit our website for more information. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.